Today I'm speaking with Anthony, and how you doing, Anthony? Welcome to the interview.
Thanks, David. I'm doing pretty good.
Good. We're talking on the phone today, and what part of the country are you in today?
I'm in California.
You're in California. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell me, who are you? What do you do? How old are you? How tall are you? That kind of stuff. Give us the basic rundown. Married, kids, anything like that? Just give us the stuff.
Okay. Well, I'm 25 years old, and I'm single. As in not married.
Yeah.
No kids or anything. I'm currently not working, and I'm 5'11".
Okay, 5'11". All right. And when did you find the Leanest Lifestyle, and do you remember what brought you to the club?
Well, I remember exactly what brought me to the club, and it was the Body Changers website. I know that you're familiar with it.
Sure.
Where Bob Doyle interviews people that have done various different before and after contests.
Right.
And I was seeing a lot of people on there that had done the Leanest Lifestyle. And as I had only really known Body for Life before and not really liked it, I started looking into the Leanest Lifestyle, and it was right about the time that you were coming out with the fourth edition of your book. And so it made perfect sense to me to get the fourth edition and get signed up for the club and, yeah.
Give it a go, yeah. And, you know, a lot of our members do come from the Body Changer site. Bob does a nice job over there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here looking at your pictures, and it's hard to even believe it's the same guy. I mean, it really is. I mean, I'm looking at your heavy ones, and then I'm looking at the ones that, you know, you turned in recently, and it's just like, no way. And I'm your coach through the latter part of this transformation, and I've gotten to know you through Team Muscle and stuff, but even so, looking at it, you're just like, no way. This guy's put his head on someone else's body. So what I want to find out is, you know, with that being said, what's your history like with weight and fitness and this whole transformation journey? You know, when did you maybe first try something, anything, no matter when it was, and what was it? What have you done in the past, if anything? And, you know, where's your weight been? Where have you been? What's your high and all that stuff?
Okay, just real quick before I go into that, about the, it doesn't even look like the same guy.
Yeah.
That's really funny because I just went home on vacation to Ohio to visit my family, and I brought the pictures with me, and I showed my mom, and, I mean, she even said the same thing. She's like, you know, Anthony, if you weren't my son, I'd just say, no way. This isn't the same guy. He pasted somebody else's head on the body.
Exactly.
So, I mean, even my own mother, that's...
Well, hey, don't feel bad. When I I've told the story before, but when I cut the first edition of the Leanest Lifestyle back in 1999,
mm-hmm.
there was a before picture of me in the book, the same one that's in the fourth edition.
Yes.
And I looked a lot like you in your before. And, excuse me, I showed my dad the before picture of me, and he looked at it and goes, who's that? So, yeah, I do know what you're talking about. It's pretty amazing. It really is. Okay, so where have you been? Where's your weight been? Where's your fitness been? Did you play any sports in high school? Give us the rundown.
I never played any sports in high school. I wasn't really active in sports at all.
Okay.
You had said, when was the first time I had ever attempted anything?
Yeah.
And that was my freshman year of high school. That was back when Cybergenics was around.
Oh, yeah.
And
man, that jogged a memory.
I forget what it was, but it was like their Cyber Lean program, whatever.
Yeah, there was like a Cybergenics kit.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time I had ever tried anything, because I, growing up, like around then, I was pudgy, like to the point where I remember my fingers being fat.
Oh.
And I just wasn't happy, and so I did that and the Cybergenics thing, and I had a little stair stepper upstairs and our spare bedroom with one of those home gym type things, and I just kind of worked out doing that, and that was the first time I had ever attempted anything.
So you had an awareness as a freshman in high school that you were heavier than you wanted to be.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Any idea what you weighed or anything? Probably no clue back then.
Yeah, I think it was somewhere around 180.
Okay. And I mean, how tall did you say you were? You're
5'11".
5'11", yeah.
But that was, I mean, I was, because when I ended up losing, I think I ended up losing around 30 pounds or so.
Oh, wow.
I was just scrawny. I had no muscle mass on me.
Right. Well, as a freshman, you're not gonna, you know, you're not gonna have too much anyway.
Right.
So that's your kind of your first go around. You did the old Cybergenics as a freshman in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Then what? Where'd your mind go? Where'd your body go? What'd you decide to do and when?
You know, I had always been interested in fitness from around that. When I had made the decision to do that first Cybergenics thing, by reading Flex magazines, and I wanted to grow up and be a bodybuilder.
Sure.
But I never really did anything much with it. Like, I played around with weights here and there, and I ended up, after high school, going into the military. I was in the Navy, and I would lift weights on and off through then, always, oh, I'm going to do a Body for Life challenge, the 12-week challenge, and I'd get all amped up and do it for 2 or 3 weeks, and then I'd just, okay, I'm bored.
Oh, right.
I'd stop.
Sure.
And go back to eating, you know, McDonald's and Taco Bell and stuff.
Right.
So I've attempted and failed many times in the past.
Mm-hmm. A lot of false starts and...
Yes.
Anything that was structured? I mean, any program that has a name at all? I mean, like Body for Life has a name, you know, Weight Watchers has a name, or did you just pretty much kind of just maybe on a certain given time decide, I'm going to cut some weight and just kind of do some things, and then, like you said, 2, 3, 4 weeks later, you're back to the same old, same old.
Oh, it was pretty much I was always going to do the Body for Life 12-week challenge. I was going to be the one that was going to add 25 pounds of muscle and lose 20 pounds of fat.
In 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, so you fought this for a while, though.
Yeah.
At some point in time, you kind of peaked. What was your heaviest, or when was a moment where you said, you know what, this is really enough?
I weighed 206 pounds. Actually, I think I was 208. And I had these pair of jeans that they were size 34 or 36.
Okay.
And I think they were 34 that had been stretched out to
sure.
a 36.
Right.
They were so tight that when I would sit down in a chair and bend over to tie my shoes, it would, like, I'd have to hold my breath because
sure.
I wouldn't be able to breathe.
Right.
And I just refused to buy bigger jeans than 34s because, I mean, that was even like, whoa, okay, I'm getting kind of large here. You know, 34 had been like the large size, and then when that happened, when it hurt to breathe, to bend while I was bending over to tie my shoes, I was just like, you know what, that's it. I'm not buying 36s or 38s. I'm going to do something.
Okay. So the 34 was kind of the mental trigger in you. Some people use the scale, some people use clothing size, but for you it was a trigger like, look, I'm not buying bigger than 34s.
Right.
Well, to be honest, 34 isn't really too bad for a 5'11 guy.
It's not, but I seriously think that they were stretched out to like a size 36.
Should have been a 36.
Right.
So when was this that you were 208 or whatever?
When I was 208, that was, I remember getting weighed 208 about 3 weeks before the Team Muscle 2 challenge started.
Okay. Now, you kind of talked about how you found the club, but exactly when, to the best of your knowledge, did you find the Leanness Lifestyle? When did you finally come in? Was it right before the Team Muscle 2? Or
no,
was it...
No, I had... It was right when you came out with the fourth edition of the book.
Okay, so it was about August or September of 2002.
Okay.
Something like that.
That sounds about right.
Okay.
And I laid dormant for a while.
Sure. That's not uncommon at all. It's very, very common, in fact, to kind of lurk and just receive the information and stay in the loop, but don't really, you know, jump in with both feet into the deep end.
Right.
All right. So the heaviest you've been as an adult is 208?
Yes.
Okay. And so that's right about just a few weeks before Team Muscle 2 started.
Yes.
Well, you did participate and graduate from Team Muscle 2 Intensive.
Yes.
And what did you weigh when you graduated the intensive? Now, the intensive for Team Muscle 2 was 8 weeks of more of a highly structured hands-on approach, and then 8 weeks of, you know, we call it the on-your-own or the fly birdie fly 8 weeks, where we kind of kick you out of the nest and say, now go use what you've learned and maintain or continue losing or take the direction that you want to go from here, but do it more so, you know, of your own volition and of your own energy and so forth. So it was 2 8-week phases. Where did you start? Where did you finish the intensive at, body weight wise and also body fat wise?
When I started, I was 205.8.
Okay.
And at 21% body fat.
Mm-hmm.
And at the 8 week, at the official 8 week mark of
right.
Team Muscle 2, I was 184.8. And then at the week 16, and that's when that's what I weighed in those pictures that I had sent you.
Right.
I was 166.0, and I had come down to 7% body fat.
Okay, yeah, and which is, of course, awesome. And, you know, I remember when you were going through Team Muscle 2 and I was working with you, and you started off not slow, but just kind of just dead on and just kind of, like, just skirting by in the first couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, I don't know, maybe week three or week four, you seem like you just kind of took off. Did you have that same feeling or perception, or what happened?
Oh, definitely, because really before the intensive, I really hadn't done anything with the leanness lifestyle.
Oh, that's right, and in a structured way, too.
Yeah, I'd kind of perused the book a little bit and,
mm-hmm.
you know, just kind of skimmed through it.
Right.
And, I mean, really, Team Muscle 2, the challenge is what set me off. I mean, that in combination with the whole jeans episode that I was telling you about.
Right.
That really set me off. And so the first, like, 2 weeks of Team Muscle 2, I was really just learning the leanness lifestyle program and getting used to it.
Got it. You were still getting acclimated, even though you had been a member for, you know, 6 months or 8 months. You were just getting acclimated to the real program.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I had just started doing cardio when the Team Muscle 2 challenge started. Because it was required. I basically had no choice.
Right. You had to do some, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, you brought up a couple of good points. One is, you know, everybody has, as we described, their why, as far as why they would ever want to do anything. And you've kind of given some hints, even back in high school. I mean, I've already told stories on myself, and I had the exact same thoughts. But, you know, when I used to see Lou Ferrigno or The Incredible Hulk on TV, I was like, that is what I want there. You know, that's what I want. I want to go to California, and I want to be a pro bodybuilder or whatever.
Yep.
As I got older, I learned what pro bodybuilding was, and I decided that, nah, I didn't really care about pro bodybuilding.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? The look. I still wanted the look. And you give some inclination that you always had this kind of this thing like I did, and some others do, too, where you just like that look.
Mm-hmm.
And then next, you've talked about, you've had the trigger of the genes. They're not going to get any bigger. That's it. I've got to do something. And then finally, you had the severe foot in your back and hiney from the from Team Muscle 2.
And that's exactly what I needed too.
Well, what is there anything else, family wise, family history wise, life wise, anything else going on in your mind or your life that really was like, you know what, I really need to do something, and I want to do something, and it needs to be right now. Anything else?
Pretty much that had been my mindset, that was, I want to look better. I want to have more muscle mass. I want to be leaner. And I hadn't... So I live out in California, but I'm originally from Ohio. And I hadn't been home to visit my family in, like, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I had made a promise to myself that a long time ago, like about 3 years ago,
right,
that I wasn't going to go home again until I was looking like I've always wanted to look. Because I have always wanted that look, like you were talking about
right.
earlier. And, I mean, my mother had sent me money for my birthday for a plane ticket, like, Anthony, come home. And, you know, I mean, here I was like, oh, I'll come home eventually. Not, I couldn't tell my parents that in my mind, I can't come home until I, you know, achieve this goal that I've wanted.
Oh, that's so cool. When did she give you the money?
2 years ago. My birthday was in July, so not this July, but 2 Julys ago.
Oh, that's funny. So the mom said, okay, I'll be patient or whatever, but, you know, I'd still like you to come home.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and you couldn't go home. You made a promise to yourself you wouldn't go home until you were in better shape.
Yes.
Now, the last time your parents had seen you, what kind of shape were you in?
I was actually in decent shape.
Okay.
Because I had just come off of my little 3 week, 4 week, you know.
Oh, your little stint of I'm going to drop 10 pounds or whatever.
Exactly.
Sure.
And so I was, you know, pretty decent shape, but I really didn't get into that bad of a shape until a year and a half ago.
Right. Well, you've got some muscle on that frame. There's no doubt about it, and it's obvious that you've been doing lifting for quite a while. You know, just so that people know when they look at your physique and they say, well, that guy's got some decent muscle, man. I'd like to see, or I'd like to have muscle like that, a guy may say. What? Tell us just some of your basic numbers as far as maybe your best lifts for bench, squat, barbell curl, I don't know, bent over rope. But just pick some exercises that are real common that people do, and tell us what your PRs are in those, Anthony.
My PRs?
Personal records.
Oh, okay. You know, I really don't consider myself that strong.
Yeah. That's fine, but if a guy's benching 100 pounds right now, you're real strong.
Oh, okay. let's see. For bench press, I want to say that my personal record was 180 for 2 or 3 reps.
Okay, so 180 for 2 or 3.
But I normally work out with like 155. For 3 sets of 8, around there. Squats, I just started doing squats when Team Muscle 2 came around.
Oh, okay.
And I think the highest I had ever gone on squats was 210 for 3 sets of, like, 7, 6, 5.
Okay. About, like, standing curl or whatever, barbell curl.
Barbell curl, that's 70, 75 pounds.
For maybe 8 or 10?
Right.
And it'd be like an all-out effort?
Yes.
Okay. I just think those numbers are very interesting because it helps give, you know, some of the guys listening, A, some hope that they can get there, and B, just an idea of, you know, what kind of numbers do you have to hit to have at least some muscle, you know?
Right.
Because you know now, even if you didn't at the beginning of Team Muscle 2, that, you know, to add more muscle, we've got to improve the strength.
Yes.
And we've got to improve the strength in that 6 to 12 rep range. So it's important that people know what you were doing. You know, it's like, this is what it takes. Go ahead.
I don't even, like I was saying, I really don't even think I'm that strong.
Yeah, well, I know what you mean. I mean, and you look at guys that are benching 4 and 5 and 600 pounds, and heck, there's even a guy now that benches 875.
Right.
Sure. But it's not really about, you know, a measure of your strength. It's really about, you know, what kind of numbers are you moving to build decent muscle mass? And that's really all I was looking for. So thanks for sharing that.
Okay.
Well, what was harder during the intensive or during this great transformation? What was harder than you thought it would be, and what was easier?
You know, I actually, I kind of thought for a while about what was harder than I thought it would be, and I really haven't been able to come up with anything.
Which just basically tells me that you had a very realistic outlook and expectation when you started. You didn't come into it with, you know, such rose-colored glasses that you just thought that you would just whip right through it, but you also didn't come through with, well, I don't know if things were easier, but it sounds like you just had a very, very, you know, dead-on perspective.
Well, after reading the book and realizing, okay, that, you know, you can't add 25 pounds of muscle and, you know, in 12 weeks and
right.
at the same time lose 20 pounds of fat, I pretty much had come to the realization that I just want to maintain whatever muscle I have and strip away as much fat as possible.
Right.
And really, you know, this was it. I mean, this was the last hurrah, basically, as far as false starts. There wasn't going to be any more. This was going to be the time that I was going to succeed. And so in my mind, I was pretty much prepared to do whatever it took to get there.
That's great. I mean, that you had that mental commitment,
yeah.
you know, when you came in. And that is what it takes, no matter what you want to do.
Yes.
Did you think when you first came in that you would finish where we're seeing you now in these after photos?
No.
I mean, did you think that in any stretch of your imagination at all that you would go ahead and continue on and just take your body fat down to, you know, what I'm going to say is somewhere in that, you know, 7% range or 8% or whatever? I mean, it could be a little less, could be a little more, but somewhere in that range.
Right.
No way?
No, I never thought I'd get down that low.
What was the hope? Just you maybe knock off 15 or 20 pounds?
I had actually hoped to get to around 12%. 13% body fat.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. Well, did you have any stumbling blocks during this process? Did you have anything that you weren't expecting that came up in your life or that you just really needed to overcome to succeed? Anything you had to work around? Or was everything pretty much just status quo?
Nothing that I had to work around, but cardio was a big challenge for me.
You just hadn't done it and didn't really look forward to it.
It pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, I hadn't really done it before, and I hate running. I really, I mean, I really hate running. And
so, what do you do instead of running?
You know, instead of running, at first I started on the stationary bike, and that first week when I had used the Lean account and come up with all the numbers that I was going to need to do, I was just all like, oh my God, this is so much cardio. But, you know, then it set in that you have no other choice. This is what you have to do. And so just, you know, bear it and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like the first cardio session, I did 50 minutes of cardio on the bike, and I was just amazed. I was like, oh my God, I've never done that much cardio before
yeah.
for, you know, that long of a time. And from the bike, I moved on to the stair stepper.
Oh, okay.
And I really liked the stair stepper, and I pretty much used that throughout the rest of the intensive.
Hey, you found your thing, and that's all that matters, you know?
Yes.
For some, it's a stair stepper. For others, it's the elliptical. For others, it's tapes and whatever. But, you know, you found what you like, and that's what's important. That's cool.
Yeah.
So let's talk about like what a typical day for food was. You know, how many meals did you eat? And give us examples of not a best day, not a perfect day, but what a typical day was like when you were in the intensive. What maybe towards the end where you really had your act together and you knew what was going on, you
okay.
know, maybe weeks 6, 7, and 8 or whatever of the first phase, something like that. Give us a typical day starting with breakfast.
Okay. For breakfast, usually it would be an omelet made of 5 egg whites and 1 whole egg.
Okay.
And I'd spice it up with a little bit of cayenne pepper and maybe chop up some green or yellow peppers and throw them in there.
Okay.
And then I'd couple that with a piece of whole wheat toast or like a grapefruit.
Okay. There's breakfast.
For my mid-meal, mid-lunch.
Yeah, your mid-morning or lunch.
Right. That would usually be a cup of non-fat cottage cheese and one of those little packets of Yoplait non-fat flavored yogurt.
Okay.
And I basically just, I kept one of the containers from the cottage cheese and I just mixed them together. And I really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really like the taste of the cottage cheese, but when I put it together with the yogurt, it gave it a good taste, and, I mean, it was good nutrients, I thought, so.
Sure.
Let's see, so then for, like, a lunch, or, you know, after lunch, let's see, like a sandwich,
mm-hmm.
where it would be two pieces of whole wheat bread, four or five slices of lean turkey, piece of lettuce on there, and that's about what I'd have for that.
Okay.
Maybe throw in a cup of baby carrots and have those with it.
Okay.
Then for dinner, usually something about 4 ounces of steak. I like the top sirloin, and a salad that I make out of cucumbers, tomatoes, onions, and red wine vinegar. And then right before I go to bed, or an hour or two before I go to bed, I would have an MRP.
Okay.
Yep. And I would do Myoplex, and then with that, I'd also have a quarter cup of Fiber One cereal.
Okay. Got it. Makes sense. Yeah, it sounds like a good day. What about activity during the intensive? How many minutes of cardio versus how many minutes of resistance training and, you know, how many total minutes a week?
Well, I worked out for basically 60 minutes 7 days a week.
Okay, about 420 minutes a week.
Mm-hmm.
And was that 3 days of resistance training and 4 days of cardio, or...?
Yes, 3 days of resistance training and 4 days of cardio.
Did you split your body up into a three-way split? Like,
I'd split it up on Mondays. I would do chest, shoulders, and triceps. On Tuesdays, I would do back and biceps. And then on Fridays, I would do legs.
Okay. Got it. Sounds very, very common. And what did you use for the workout? What kind of workout did you use? Did you use the workout generator? Or?
I used the workout generator.
Okay.
I think that's one of the best tools that's on the club. I mean, I really like how each week you're doing the same exercises, but you're doing something different.
Right.
As far as the weights, the sets, the rest time, that really made it fun. I mean, really. Mm-hmm.
It keeps things changing, and it keeps adding the variety, keeps things from going stale, even though you are doing the same exercises. Yeah, you're right. What's the difference between your activity then and your food then and your activity now and food now?
Well, now I've entered maintenance, and I'm actually looking to add about a pound of muscle a month.
Right. So we're going to be getting that bench up and that squat up and those barbell curls and, yeah.
I'm eating bigger portions. I've changed from, one of my favorite meals was the non-fat cottage cheese and non-fat yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Now I do the low-fat cottage cheese and the low-fat yogurt.
Right.
A little more calories, a little easier on the wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Basically just bigger portions.
What's a splurge meal for Anthony?
sometimes Pizza Hut.
Sure.
I'll go and have like four medium slices of their Chicken Supreme.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause when I splurge, I like to still keep it close to lifestyle guidelines as far as having protein and carbs. Like, I don't want to go out and have a huge carb meal and you know, like 10 grams of protein in it.
Right.
Because that just, I don't feel good about doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that's my favorite one right there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, it's, you and I are alike in that regard. Pizza is one of my favorite splurges, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Now, with regard to the 420 minutes a week, how about now?
Oh, way down.
Way down.
Way down.
Half, or are you doing any cardio again?
I'm doing cardio.
Okay.
I've changed it to weight training 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Okay.
And then I'm doing 20 to 30 minutes of cardio two times a week on Wednesday and Saturday.
Okay.
And then I take Sunday off and don't do anything.
Entirely, right. Okay. Now, one of the things we had to wrestle with you, too, was the whole cooking thing, and it was making things, you know, getting things easy to prepare and
yeah.
needed to be kind of quick. And so, you know, how did you kind of do that? What was the extent of your cooking, and how did you, you know, maximize time without trying to become, you know, Emeril or some gourmet chef?
I picked foods that were pretty easy to put together.
Mm-hmm.
Do cooking, basically I would cook not just for that meal, but for meals in advance.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like steak, if I was making steak, I'd go out and buy a big steak so that when I cooked it, I would get two or three servings out of it.
You maximize that cooking time and just would, you know what, freeze stuff or put it in Ziplocs or something.
Yes.
Tupperware or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Tupperware in the fridge.
Right. What about vegetables? Prior to the T-Muscle 2, did you ever, like, consume any? And
no.
How'd you bring them in the challenge then? I mean, a lot of people don't like the taste of them at first. Did you do anything to hide the taste, or what'd you do? How'd you get your veggies in?
At first, I didn't really do much to hide the taste. I like carrots, and I like broccoli.
Okay.
Maybe I'm a little bit weird in that respect, but
I don't know. I like it.
Yeah, it grows on you.
Mm-hmm.
You come to like it. I'd eat them raw at first,
right.
And celery. But then after a while, I started dressing them up. There's that T. Marzetti's fat-free
right.
vegetable dip. That was good. So basically, I started by having 1 cup a day, and after that I bumped it up to 2 cups a day, bare minimum, and that was pretty much my point, was 2 cups a day minimum. Sometimes I'd have 3 or 4 cups a day. I know you really suggest 4 cups a day, and I really tried to get it up there, but I found for me 2 cups was good when, and a couple of times a week it would be 3 or 4 cups.
Right. Well, we went from none to two, you know, so we can't complain too much.
Right.
You know. Well, do you still have, is there still a draw as you, you know, are there now toward the, you know, the comfort foods or trigger foods or whatever you want to call them? Is there still a draw and a pull toward those foods? And if so, what do you do when you feel that pull now?
There is a little bit. Now that I'm in maintenance, it's a lot easier to have some of those foods,
mm-hmm.
just in smaller portions, because my calories are higher. But even before, I was really craving cheeseburgers during the intensive.
Oh.
That was one of my big meals before was, you know, a bacon double cheeseburger and curly fries.
Yeah.
I found a way to make it lifestyle friendly.
Yeah. So what'd you do? Did you buy like the super low fat ground beef, and what'd you do?
I found hamburger patties that were 94% lean.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd cook those in my George Foreman grill.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of buns, I'd used whole wheat bread.
Mm-hmm.
And put some fat-free cheese on there, the fat-free cheese slices.
Mm-hmm.
And some lettuce and you know, maybe a tomato slice and ketchup and mustard. And, I mean, it's almost like it almost tasted like the kind that you get out of a fast food restaurant. But after a while, I started noticing, man, this tastes so much better than
yes.
those.
I was waiting for that. Because I've noticed the same thing. It's like, you know, once you've had the real thing or real food, you know, it's just better quality. You really notice it.
It tastes better. You mm-hmm. can definitely notice the taste difference.
Hey, what's tougher for you, Anthony, eating healthy or keeping activity where it should be?
I think eating healthier.
Yeah, that's getting in your activity. It's become more just you know, a habit, and it's what you do.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's just it's automatic. It's just okay. Time to go to the gym.
Did you use any supplements, and if so, what'd you use and why?
I did, but I think I used really basic supplements,
mm-hmm.
A multivitamin and essential fatty acids. I also used creatine and glutamine, and beyond that, just an MRP.
Okay. And you mentioned that your high, you were probably really in a 36 pant, and you had the stretched out 34s. Where's your waist in the pictures that we're seeing, you know, when you were 166 or whatever?
It all depends on the maker of the clothes,
mm-hmm.
but 30s or 28s.
Wow.
Yeah.
So 30 would be the biggest when you were that weight. When you're 166, 30 would be the big side and 28 would be the small side.
Right.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a small waist.
Big difference.
Yeah. That's, I mean, it, you know, 34 isn't really that big, and even 36 isn't really that big, but, you know, getting down to a 30-inch waist, I don't care who you are. If you're an adult man and you're as tall as you are, that's a small waist.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Well, hey, there's somebody listening right now that is trying to decide not only whether they want to step up to the leanness lifestyle, but literally whether they want to do anything again, Anthony. I mean, whether they want to start again,
right.
whether they want to take the chance that they could fail again. And if you would, what would you say to that person when they're trying to, you know, they've done something 2, 3, 4, 24 times.
Right.
And they're just trying to say, God, I don't know if I want to go through this. I don't even know if I want to start.
As far as wanting to start, I mean, you really have to have a good why. There has to be something that sets you off. For me, it was the pant size, and just I had been feeling so out of shape, and I was so unhappy with myself. I feel incredible now. I mean, before I would feel like, oh, I don't, you know, I'm fat, I'm out of shape, God, I feel like crap.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have so much energy. I feel so great. I'm not embarrassed about the way I look, where before I definitely was. As far as doing something about it, and why would you...
Yeah, should they take the chance that they could fail again?
I definitely think so, to take the chance. And don't let yourself fail. Don't even let that become an option. Set up a leverage, because that was the biggest thing for me during the intensive, was that I had made up my mind, I have no choice but to succeed. There is no failure because of the cost of the intensive and just the other people that were in the challenge with me. I couldn't let them down. You know, I didn't want to be the guy that, oh, you know, this guy dropped out in week three or week four. No way. Could not let that be me.
Okay, got it. And that, of course, says a lot about who you are as a person, too. You weren't going to let the team down. You weren't going to be the one who stopped. And
right.
You weren't going to be the one who failed this time.
Right.
Not this time.
Seriously, when I started, that was my mindset. The failure was not even an option. There
mm-hmm.
just, there was no way. I mean, the only thing there was to succeed. and how am I going to get there?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, your transformation is absolutely, you know, awesome, and I appreciate you taking time today to share a bit of your life with me and the others that are going to listen to this later. You know, again, I know there's going to be a lot of people that are going to look and go, that's just not the same guy. And, you know, I think in a lot of ways it's beyond the physical. It's, you know, it's probably not, you know, it's probably not the same guy.
Right.
You know, just from the way you're describing it.
Right.
You know, you
I really do feel like a different person.
Well, I think we've about covered everything. Is there anything else that you'd like to say to anyone who may be listening now or in the future, just so I don't make sure I forget anything? Or would you like to just conclude?
Sure, I'd like to say one more thing. And get off your butt and do something.
Get off your butt and do
something. Don't be a lurker on the boards like I was for months before the challenge. Seriously, how many months had I been, you know, paying my membership fees and not doing anything with it? There was all this wealth of information just sitting right there at my fingertips, yet I was too lazy and unmotivated to apply it and to put it to good use.
Well, that's great advice, Anthony. And again, thank you for doing the interview with us. Welcome to the Success Gallery, and stay in touch and let us know how you progress in the future. And hey, let us know when you're benching 200 for five, okay?
Sounds great.
Okay, good talking to you, and we'll catch up with you later.
Sounds good.
Hi, this is David Greenwalt, founder of the Leanness Lifestyle and Club Lifestyle Online. If you enjoyed this recording and would like access to my entire library of informative and cutting-edge interviews and conferences, simply visit www.leannesslifestyle.com. And spelling that out, that is www.lsnlincoln.com. E as in Edward, A as in Adam, N as in Nora, N as in Nora, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, then lifestyle.com. That's www.leannesslifestyle.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed creating this recording.